Thank you. Just a moment.
Hello, Bill?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now tell me about her problems. I couldn't hear you very well.
Right.
Have you run into anybody leaving?
No, sir. The only one that has said definitely now that he's going to leave is at Adapo of New York, but I think we can get him back. I talked to Hellbox about 15 minutes ago, and he is going to, he and these other fellows are going to get on it first thing in the morning. He doesn't think we're going to lose anybody.
He's a big talker, though. He don't,
right.
He don't
just,
do much work, and we better get his three or four boys, and Larry better get his three or four boys, and we better furnish him three or four boys.
Right.
It'll be too late, though, in the morning to do anything about it.
Well, we've been calling right up to just recently. In fact, Shriver is still at his office calling, and Larry was there when I left about 15 minutes ago to come get something to eat. But
now, what are they doing? Taking the 228 and calling them and saying, are you going to be there tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how many have they got on that list?
I do not know, Mr. President. I know that between Shriver and Walter and me, we've talked to about 40 tonight.
And all of them said they'd be there?
Yes, sir. Oh, the Texas delegation is griping. They're saying, he's kept us over here and we've got to stay over tomorrow now. And
were the Texas delegation coming home?
No, sir, but they were planning, two of them were, Jim Wright and Jake Pickle. And, some of the others were planning to go somewhere else. Joe Kilgore said he wasn't going to vote for it tomorrow. He was very mad. Said that thought they'd get through tonight. He put his blood on the floor tonight today, and he just wasn't going to vote for it tomorrow. But Walter and I both think he will.
Well, now does he know we didn't do it? He ought to be mad
yes,
at them.
Yes, sir. We said we were ready to go. That the Halleck did this, not us. We didn't. Walter told him, I was sitting there, Walter told him very clearly that we didn't have anything to do with it. We were ready to go tonight, but that this was the other side of the decision.
Oh, what did he say? Didn't he admit that?
No, sir. He was kind of in a sour mood. But the strategy tomorrow of the Republicans is going to be to, on Halleck's part, is to introduce the Frelinghuysen bill, which they did not do today, and try to get that bill recommitted. Unless we work awfully hard, they'll pick up maybe most of these 20 Republican votes on that particular issue. That's 20 out of the 238 right there. So
we didn't get 20 Republicans, did we?
Yes, sir, we got 20.
I said 14.
I did, but when I called you back on the plane, I had the list in front of me, and it was 20. And that's damn good. And that's one reason, I guess, Halleck was so mad. He didn't think he'd lose that many. So that's going to be their strategy, and our only strategy is just to get the people there. This is what we're working on.
Well, now somebody ought to call each one of the 20 and ask the Republicans if they're going to make any change. Walter can call some of them.
Well, I know about 8 of them, and Shriver's calling every one of them. I asked him to call every Republican who voted for us at first to thank him. And then tell him that we really need him tomorrow. And this is where we learned, for example, about their strategy. It was Saylor of Pennsylvania who told Shriver that this is what they were going to do tomorrow. And he said, Mr. Shriver, we stand the chance of losing a lot of our boys on that particular motion, and I hope you can keep yours so that you can beat us and then turn them back.
Well, that's crucial because I thought these folks were just willing to stand out against. Why would they want to vote for Frelinghuysen?
Well, it's a matter of party issue, Mr. President.
Well, but they faced up to that today and went against them.
That's right, but it might save a little face. I think we can hold them. We can hold them. But the only way that we can do it is just to call them.
Well, couldn't Walter call the 5 Texans and tell them that they want to vote against Frelinghuysen and substitute for us?
That's a good line. Yes, sir. I don't know how many he finally got to, but he was talking to them left and right.
But the 5, he ought to tell them a strategy so that we can get fellas like Burleson and
right.
Please stay with us on that.
Right.
Vote against the bill.
Right. We'll do that. We'll try to give you a report before noon tomorrow.
Now, what is the problem that we're supposed to furnish your transportation for Jake and Wright?
Well, there's two things.
Did they call up and ask for it?
A number of them have, and Larry...
Now ask them. Now, did Jake and Wright call us up and ask us to fly them home? I don't know if they got that kind of go.
Jim Wright did. Jim Wright asked Carl Albert to find him transportation if he stayed. Walter, calling Jake Pickle to thank him and ask him if he's going to be there tomorrow, was told, no, I'm not. I'm going to catch a midnight plane out of here to go to Texas. I have to lead up the Aqua Parade tomorrow in Austin, 100,000 people. And Walter talked to him pretty straightforwardly, and Jake said he would stay, but he sure didn't need to ride home tomorrow. And he said, is the president going down this weekend? And Walter said, he's already gone. And Jake said, oh, hell. He said, I wish he'd waited. I'd go with him tomorrow. Do you have any other means of getting me down? Walter said, I don't think so, Jake. I just don't know of anything at all. And it was after that conversation, Walter asked me when I talked to you.
Well, he's got a, how was he going today?
Well, he was going on a commercial flight.
Well, there's one leaves there at 5 tomorrow.
Well, that's probably what he'll have to do. But for example, Joe Montoya, I talked to Montoya, asked him if he was going to stay, and he said no, he's got to be in New Mexico by tomorrow night, and he can't do it unless he leaves at 9 in the morning. And I said, well, we sure do need you on this boat, and got to have you, because we're going to lose some Republicans. And he said, well, I'll stay. He said, do you have a plane going to California somewhere like that that could drop me off? And I said, no, sir, we don't. I said, if I can find something, Mr. President, we'll get it, Joe, but I don't think we do. He said, well, if you can, let me know. He said, but anyway, I'll stay. And I said, that's fine. We appreciate that. Then Jake Pickle came back and said, well, if the president's already down there, he could help me by leading that parade in the morning if I'm up here.
Oh,
and Walter asked me to ask you about that.
Of course not.
Right, I would. But my feeling is, and it's unverified, is that all the Texans who were here today will be here tomorrow. Our job is to get those six to stay with us or not to be here to vote against us.
Now, that was Casey and Dowdy. We lost both of those even after John Jones called them.
Yes, sir.
Lost Casey and Dowdy and Rogers.
Burleson, Casey, Dowdy, Fisher, and Poole. 5. I said 6, but it's 5.
Well, now, wait a minute. Burleson and Casey and Dowdy and Poole and Rogers and Fisher.
Rogers voted with us.
Rogers voted with us.
Yes,
well, that's
sir.
A hell of a lot better. They told me he voted against us.
No, sir. I got it right here in front of me.
So Dowdy voted against us.
Yes.
Fisher voted against us. Poole voted against us. He oughtn't to have done that. He was sick. He oughtn't to have done that.
Beckworth was gone. His father did die.
Did he get a pair?
I don't think so.
Well, Dowdy told him he'd give him a pair.
He may have. I don't think there were many pairs, and I don't remember that one. But he may have been.
Now, the vote is 228 to 190.
Yes, sir. So Jones voted for us in Alabama, by the way.
Yeah, he told me he's going to. So that's 38 votes.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we lose 8 of them, we'd still have 30.
Right.
And if 10 Republicans changed, that would still leave us 20.
Right.
15 Republicans changed, that'd still leave us 15. So it's just a question of not losing any more than 8 then.
That's right.
Now, do you don't know of a human then up to now that's leaving?
No, sir. As of right now, Mr. President, we do not. Neither does Boggs, and neither does Albert.
Well, when are they finally going to go where they can't offer any more substitutes and when they're going to vote? I thought when you got down to engross copy, that is all there was to it.
Well, so did I. This is what Slater told Shriver.
Well, I better check the parliamentarian. I would assume that they got it right up where they cut off all amendments and moved the previous question. And they just had no more, but I don't know.
We'll check on that.
How'd they get along with McNamara and Mahon?
It worked out all right, Mr. President. McNamara talked to Mahon, and told him that exactly what he told you he would say. And Mahon said, well, damn it, that's hard on us. That puts us in a hard shape to defend you up here, but that's the way it is, that's the way it is. He said, you're not going to hear the last of this. He said, Ford will be ranting and raving for a good while to come.
Why?
Oh, Mr. President, just an effort to embarrass the Defense Department.
I don't know how it embarrasses them to be getting ready to rid of surplus camps.
Well,
looks like that's good business. Why does he want to maintain the government maintain them? And why would they want the government to go out and build new ones when you got surplus ones you can use? I don't see any vulnerability there.
That's a damn good argument.
Why do you want to have some of this $900 million spent to build new camps when McNamara's trying to peddle them old useless ones he's got?
That's a good argument, and I'll see that it gets to Mahon. But that did not come up. I guess.
Well, he's going to be in 6 minutes, they told me.
Right, but we got back to Mahon. He talked to Ford. That seemed to squash it. They had no real problems after that.
Were there any mean speeches?
Yes, sir. Goodell made a mean speech, and Utt made a mean speech, and Goopser of California made a pretty mean speech, and Lipscomb made a pretty wild speech. Well, it got. I'm told by Boggs and McCarthy and others that it got really mean and vicious on the floor. The Republicans got mad at Halleck, and that for holding them over. Some of these New Jersey boys who stayed with us wanted to go home. That got mad at Halleck. So the Pennsylvania people, we did well in Pennsylvania, 5 votes. And Whaley, Republican from the 12th District, told me tonight that he did not vote for us today, but he was going to vote for us on final passage tomorrow. So we might get 6 more from there. Tony Boyle delivered on Archbold, West Virginia. Boyle told me tonight he would stay to see that he stayed with us tomorrow. Told Walter he would stay tomorrow. Polk and Patman say they'll stay. Gonzalez will be here. Brooks will be here. Purcell will be here. Roberts will be here. In fact, as of right now, all of them except Beckworth will be here. The only one who really said he wouldn't vote for us is Kilgore, and I suspect he's being a little bit petulant.
No, he's not, but I don't know why he would want to do us that way. You know, if we'd have had any responsibility for it, I can understand it. But
yes, sir.
He's bound to be there, and so if Halleck and him, Goodell did it. We didn't. We wanted it very much tonight, more than he did.
Baring was absent. Jones was absent from Missouri. Lisinski stayed with us, as you said he would.
Did we have any disappointments that we didn't know about?
No, sir. We did not get Flint, Forrester, or Hagen. We didn't think we'd get Forrester. We had hopes about getting Flint.
We counted Flint and Hagen, too.
Yes, sir. We lost Hagen.
What does Landon say about anything?
Just that they're just voting conservative. They're running scared. I talked to Landon, by the way, and he's not running scared tonight. Although I tried to make him run scared, and had Shriver call him, too. We lost Sykes, and I thought he would be with us.
He said he'd be with us if we needed him. Had to have him.
We got Fuquay, as you said. We got Stafford of Vermont. We got Harris, Mills, Trimble.
Harris?
Yes, sir.
Gordon Harris voted with us?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's wonderful.
Lost Bennett of Florida. Got Tootin of Georgia. You got him. Thompson of Louisiana was with us. He got here.
Hey, Bear.
Yes, sir. Lost Passman, Wagner. Got Willis. Langford was gone.
Was Passman there? I thought Passman was going to be away.
He was. I said he was gone. Passman and I mean, Passman was absent.
Was Wagner absent?
Yes, sir. No, sir, he was here. He voted wrong. We got Mathias.
What about Morton?
No, sir, we did not get him.